go now to Rileen calling to us from San Jose. Rileen, welcome to the program. Rileen, are you there with us? Let's see.
Yes, thank you, Trent. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Rileen.
Trent.
I can tell the banter fan. Between you two. I think you two may know each other.
You might be right, yes. So, Trent, I want to say that I hear you're coming to San Jose, and we're very excited about it here.
Oh, good, yes.
I'll be there
at the beginning of October.
Fantastic, yeah.
Rileen,
Dan, I'm a big fan of your movie, Desire of the Everlasting You.
Well, I'm a big fan of that movie, and especially its female star, who is Rileen from San Jose.
So, Rileen, you were in Desire of the Everlasting Hills as well.
Yes, I was, Trent. Yeah.
It's great. We've got two-thirds of the power team from a wonderful film. And once again, I remind our listeners, go check out the film at everlastinghills.org. It will be the best 90 minutes you've spent in a long time. Very powerful, very moving film. So, Rileen, what question do you have for your co-star today?
So because I happen to know Dan very well, I know, Dan, that you spend a lot of time giving presentations to youth about the phenomenon of same-sex attraction. And I get a lot of questions from youth ministers and from catechists and confirmation teachers and all of those who are working with the team. How do we handle this in the context of the classroom or the youth group? And it's two kind of things. One is, what happens when a kid comes and tells me he's gay or she's gay? And then the other is, how can we talk about it sensitively in a more group format? So can you give, just for all of those types of people who are listening right now, because I know there are a lot of them out there, can you give us some clues about how to treat this subject well in those settings?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I know you're doing a lot of good work in that, too. The most important thing, it's exciting to hear that parishes are actually talking about this in the youth group. When I was growing up, we never spoke about it. We never heard about it. And I think there's a couple of key things we have to keep in mind. If you're going to bring it up with sensitivity, and also make sure that you create an environment in your youth ministry where any sort of gay jokes, that sort of thing, is not allowed. What needs to happen is a youth pastor needs to speak about this with love, without judgmentalism, always linking it, if you can, to the prohibitions of those who have opposite sex attraction. So often in the church, we students in particular, feel like there's a bullseye on anyone who lives with same-sex attraction in the church. And we have to view that as a part and parcel of the whole breadth of the church's teaching and not single it out, especially so the students who might be there in the youth ministry would feel comfortable talking to the youth pastor. Because oftentimes it's not going to be the parent that hears about this first. And our youth ministers need to create this sense of compassion, but always guided by the truth of the human person. I gave a talk at this. There was a courage conference associated with the book we're talking about, and I gave a talk about how I speak to high school students about this. That will be up on the Courage website within the next few weeks. But I always start my talks to students with a quote from Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy, and he has this quote where he says, "I don't know how to say this, but I'm kind of a big deal." And so I speak about the Catholic Church's teaching about how big a deal we are, that we have forgotten how big a deal we are, and that these commandments of God are there to love and protect us. I don't know if that answers the question, sort of. It's a beginning to the answer. But the question here is just to start talking about it and not being ashamed of the Church's teaching. And there's going to be a great catechetical series that Courage is putting out that will be on EWTN in the middle of September, a five-part series, which would be great for youth ministry as well.
Rileen, is that a helpful answer to your question?
I think that's very helpful. Thank you both.
No problem. Looking forward to seeing you and everyone else in San Jose in October then.